to meet with this. You are alive now. You are living now in order to meet with this. To visit this. You are already, from the first, blessed with plenty. You have enough. Just right, just enough. Here, sitting here, you now have the power of the group, the power of everyone here practicing together, the united power of the way, seeking mind. This energy carries you. Chitante, chitante, just this one doing. We have just chanted the sutra on opening the Dharma. Perfect truth is, of course, now open to you. You are present. The true self is now here. You are now, just as you are, perfect, whole, complete. Truth is not hidden from your view. This truth is simply yours to receive. You are just as you are now here, the embodiment of truth. Your practice, your one doing, is the practice, the doing of truth. You are the Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. We can now see it, listen to it, accept it, and embrace it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. May we completely realize the ever-present reality. You are in the midst of the genuine, never separate from it. While living out Dharma, while constantly encountering Dharma, never separate from Dharma, the Dharma is rarely encountered, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. How is it that while in constant union with Dharma, constantly meeting with Dharma, constantly one with truth, how is it that it is so difficult to encounter? Why? I want to meet with Dharma. I want to know truth, self-knowledge. I want to meet with Dharma. With this in mind, you have thrown yourself into this session, haven't you? And it is so difficult to encounter that which you are continually encountering. The I is becoming the I. The I is being the I. Does the I long to become an I? The hand is the hand. Is it wishing to become what it already is? It is decided. You are truth. And still, truth is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. Although you have made up your mind that all being is Buddha, you are still dividing, you perceive the world in duality. You assume this Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, to be in some high, high place, apart from you. So while encountering truth all the while, truth is difficult to encounter. but we can now see truth, listen to it, receive and embrace it. Now, you are truth, perfectly one with truth. You yourself, as you are truth. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. Even if you really truly believe in original Buddha nature, even if you say, I have received truth, I receive truth, you can never afford to be careless. Climbing the mountain, you still have far to go. Not yet. You're climbing the mountain of boundless, limitless truth. Always, everywhere, no matter where you step, you are never separate from Truth Mountain. Never separate from original self. Buddha nature is all-pervading and eternally revealed. So you must never be lazy. You must never be lax. You must not be complacent. Have the grace, the nobility, to be ever more sincere, ever more sincere. From the beginning, you are blessed with this one precious truth. Have the grace to receive it with care and attention, and receive with more, still more, care and attention. Do not be careless. Deepen your acceptance of truth. Allow yourself to receive it ever more profoundly. Take care. Take care. This one-way path, this practice that you do, is complete. You are practicing, you are doing, being, receiving perfect self. In the great Dharma, there are no chinks, no cracks. Do not allow any chinks in your acceptance. Do not be careless. Through your practice, honor truth. Through your practice, pay homage to the true self. Receive everything perfectly straightforward. It is unnecessary to grasp, unnecessary to hold. Only just doing. Doing now here. This practice now here. You may wonder how you can practice grasping nothing, holding nothing. The truth is that if you grasp, you cannot practice. Grasping, you could not do this one doing. Holding, you could not do this one doing. So please, just continue this practice. Only just doing just. There is nowhere any small, fixed, cut-off self. Do not be careless. Just do your practice. Now, here, you are opening the Dharma perfectly. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.
Thank you.